upstairs, a group of about 10 Jewish, Canadian, and Israeli women are sitting in at the consulate, occupying the Israeli consulate.
We're here to express our utter outrage at the Israeli invasion of Gaza and the deplorable blockade and siege that's been happening in Gaza over the last many months, which is a direct contravention of Geneva Conventions and international law. We're asking for the Canadian government to impose sanctions on Israel until it stops these acts. We're here to show also that there is not just one Jewish voice, that there is Jewish dissent, and that many people are Jews are critical of what's going on in our name by the Israeli state.
We are Jewish women, not in our name. We are Jewish women, not in our name. We are Jewish women, not in our name. Shame on Canada, shame on Israel. 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 These are war crimes, not in our name. These are war crimes, not in our name. These are war crimes, not in our name. These are war crimes, not in our name.
We're in
At one point, one of the security guards grabbed my camera, and when I went to go for it, he slapped me in the face. He tried to drag Jenny out, and after that, the RCMP came out, and the RCMP took care.
Israel controls all the borders, sea, land, and air, and there's no electricity there. There's no way of securing fuel and heat and potable water. We know from UN documentation and Amnesty International that people haven't been let out for medical care.
They're now waiting to be arrested. It's 11:08. They went in almost an hour ago, and we contacted the media about 55 minutes ago.
Jewish women, not in our name. Jewish women, not in our name. Jewish women, not in our name. Let Gaza live. Let Gaza live. Let Gaza live.
Absolutely a demonstration to end the violence. To end the killings.
Stop the killing now.
For Israel to say that this is self-defense is ridiculous.
People of Gaza, you are not alone. People of Gaza, you are not alone. People of Gaza, you are not alone.
And 8 Jewish women from this city have occupied the 7th floor of this building where houses the Israeli consulate. All Jewish women saying the Israeli government does not speak for us. They said they were not going to walk out of there until Israel ceased its assault on Gaza and stopped massacring innocent civilians.
Occupation is a crime!
Yes, thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. Okay. Okay then. Bye-bye.
Jewish women, not in our name! Jewish women, not in our name!
So.
There are many Jews here in Canada, in the United States, in Europe, in Israel, who are ashamed, who do not want Palestine, this massacre to take place in our name. And we call on all Jews to speak out against this massacre and demand that Israel stop the bombing, pull out of Gaza, and make a just peace with the Palestinians.
Stop the bombing!
We were here because we are opposed to what Israel is doing in Gaza. Israel is bombing children and civilians, and people are being put in harm's way, and Israel knows that.
My name's Jenny Pito. I'm actually here representing Jewish youth because there's actually a huge growing number of Jewish youth who are sickened by what's happening, what the state of Israel is doing in our name. What's going on in Gaza right now is a war crime. It's collective punishment. They are deliberately targeting civilians and using an absolutely disproportionate use of force in these massacres. The UN is condemning it. Everyone except the Canadian government and the American government are coming out and condemning it. We want the government of Canada to call for sanctions against Israel, to cut all military and political ties with this apartheid regime.
I'm here to protest the targeting of civilians in Palestine, especially now in Gaza. I'm here to protest that there's been an 18-month siege with people starving without medical supplies.
I'll call you back.
That they have just killed 650 people, women and children and men. People are dying for no reason, and we do not support it. We're Jewish women, not in my name.
It has to stop. Like, it's not another issue. There's not two sides to this. There is a humanitarian catastrophe, and we have to put ourselves on the line to stop it. And that's what we did.